playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today, a recent conversation with Infrastructure Services Director Dan Beach discussing the snow clearing season this past winter.
Let's look back at the season. It's not quite over at this point, but hopefully it's safe to say it's mostly over. And overall, how would you view how the season went?
This season was a little bit of a struggle with the equipment breaking down on us. We've had some troubles with the grader, our loader, and our snowblower this year.
Okay, so all of them were going down at the same time, or was it one after another, kind of cascading? How is that working?
It was one after the other. First, it was our grader was down for 7 weeks. We had to rent one, and then our loader went down, and then our blower's been down and just recently up and trying to get rid of as much snow as we can.
Do you only have one of each of those then?
Yes, we do. We only have one grader, one loader, and one snow blower.
So when you don't have one of them in use, that means you reference that you'd have to get a rental at some point. So do you just have to rent something immediately to continue service? What happens when they go down?
For the grader, we did have to rent, source it outside and rent from another company. And for the loader and the blower, we try and work it out with the airport and use their equipment when it's not in use.
Okay, so again, there is a difference between the stuff that's allocated for snow clearing and for other areas. There are other departments that might have similar equipment that you could borrow at times.
Yes, that's true.
At this point, is there a way to address those issues in mind for future seasons?
That one I'll have to think about.
Okay, you're not at the moment recommending that you buy new equipment to replace any of those items that were causing issues this season, though?
No, it was a hard go this year. It just, everything seemed to break down. It was one of them years. It was engine after engine, and just with the lack of mechanics and equipment and parts, it was hard to keep everything running.
The age of this equipment, are these older pieces that are hitting or near the end of their normal expected life, or are these earlier in that process?
No, they're all within the 10-year span. So they're not that old. They haven't had much breakdowns in the last 10 years, but just this year seemed to hit everything.
Obviously, we are kind of walking around the fact that there was quite a bit of snow. So it's not just that you were having equipment issues that was causing issues. There was simply a lot of snow that needed to be cleared.
Correct. It was just from January and February, we got all our snow, and it was just hard to keep up.
Was that causing issues in terms of snow dumping, or is it just mainly a function of how much equipment you have to be able to clear a set amount of space over a set amount of time?
It was just the fact that our grader was a smaller grader that we rented, so it wasn't able to push back as much as grader that the township owns. Therefore, the streets got a little bit narrower, and then when it was time to go out with our snowblower to snowblow the banks back, it was broken.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there any consideration right now in terms of shifting the way that streets are prioritized, or is that very much something that's staying as it is at the moment?
That's something that's going to stay as it is at the moment, and we'll look at maybe prioritizing in the future.
Okay. So at this point, the budget just got accepted a little bit ago. Is there an expectation that you'll be seeing another season similar to this one, or are you expecting something lighter? Does it that even change how you budget snow clearing and all that sort of cost? Or is that pretty much set year after year?
The budget is pretty much set year after year. We try and budget the same each year, if not adding a little bit more for costs.
Okay, so it's not like a large amount of snow is really going to increase how much you have to pay out your schedule or anything on those lines then?
No, that's pretty much set.
Is there anything else that you think people should understand about how snow is dealt with, how the season went?
Just have a little patience and we'll get to your area or the areas when we can.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Once again, that is the conversation with Infrastructure Services Director Dan Beach, joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings here on Jam FM.